Hi, my name is Steve Marks. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can deploy almost anything to Windows Azure using the core Windows Azure tools and emulator. As an example, we're going to build and deploy a simple Python web application, but the techniques we use are fully general. We're going to do this in three steps. First, we're going to build our application. Next, we're going to test that application locally using the Windows Azure emulator. And finally, we're going to deploy this application to the public Windows Azure cloud. Let's begin by building our app. On this laptop, I've already installed the Windows Azure SDK, and I've also installed Python, version 2.7.2. To bootstrap this application, I'm going to use some scaffolding that I've already built. You can find this on GitHub in a project called PythonRoll. If you don't have the Git tools installed, you can simply download a zip file and unzip that to the directory of your choice. I'm going to use the git clone command to pull that in locally. I'll put in a directory called HelloPython. We now have the scaffolding we need to build our Python application. The actual app lives under the worker role app directory. Let's open up app.py in Sublime Text. Note the last line of this file. This line specifies that our web server should listen on a specific address and port found in the address and port environment variables. It's important that every Python app running in Windows Azure uses those environment variables. This ensures that the application is listening on the correct address and port, regardless of whether you're running locally under the emulator or in the public cloud. Let's change our application to say hello from Windows Azure. One final note about this file is that we're relying on two Python modules. Rocket is a web server, and Flask is a web micro framework. I already have those modules installed on my laptop, but to make sure that they're also installed in Windows Azure, I need to add them to the requirements.txt file. They're already here in the sample that we've started with. The format of this file should look very familiar to anyone who uses pip as their Python package manager. In fact, it's simply the output of the pip freeze command. That's a very good way to generate the requirements text file and make sure it includes all the modules on which you depend. Now that we have a functioning application, we're ready to move on to step two, which is to test this application locally using the Windows Azure emulator. To do that, I simply need to go to the root of the project and type the run command. Run, in turn, makes use of two commands that are part of the Windows Azure SDK. First, it calls cspack to package up the application for local deployment. Then it uses csrun to start the Windows Azure emulator and run our application. Once our application has started, we can browse to it using the port that we see in the output of the run command. Our application works and says hello from Windows Azure. At this point, we're ready to move on to step three. We've already built our application, and we've tested it locally in the Windows Azure emulator. Now it's time to deploy that application to the public Windows Azure cloud. To do this, I'll need to create a special file called a .cspkg file. This cloud service package is the file that we'll need when we go to the Windows Azure portal to create our new service. To create that package file, we're going to call the pack command. This again invokes a built-in command in the Windows Azure SDK called cspack. At this point, we have everything that we need to deploy this application. We have a .cspkg file, and we also have our configuration file with any configuration settings, settings about how many instances to run, etc. I'm going to copy this path to the clipboard and go to the Windows Azure portal. Now we'll just click New Hosted Service, give a name to the service, and a URL prefix. We'll choose a region. I'm going to choose South Central US, so that's the data center we'll deploy to. I'm going to go ahead and deploy directly to production. And I'll browse to that path to find the cspkg file and the cscfg file. When I click OK, Windows Azure will begin deploying my app. This step is going to take several minutes. Windows Azure is going to provision virtual servers, it's going to configure the load balancer to sit in front of them, and it's going to deploy my application to those servers. In addition, part of the Python scaffolding that I've built is going to run something called startup tasks. Those startup tasks run before the rest of my code. They're going to download and install the Python runtime, and they're also going to install any modules that have been listed in requirements.txt. A few minutes later, our deployment is complete, and we can view our application again, this time hosted in the public Windows Azure Cloud. In this video, we've not only seen how easy it is to deploy a Python application to Windows Azure, but we've seen some general techniques that make it possible to run nearly anything in the Windows Azure Cloud. If you'd like to learn more about developing for Windows Azure, please visit windowsazure.com and click Develop. Thanks.